A Murder of Crows. Have you ever seen a crow funeral? The flock perches on everything around the fallen comrade, shoulder to shoulder, peering over the edges of houses, lining up on sturdy tree branches, power lines, fences, and cars. The cackling and vocalizing goes on for 10 or 15 minutes. The commotion is supposed to create an association between the place and danger for the group. Then we spread our black wings and lift off with an eerie, un-crow-like silence and return to our homes for a nest rest to think about what we've learned. This is my third. Swoop Sister's fledgling kid got bitten up by Calico Surprise at the corner of Emerson and Jesse. I have sensed luminous eyes studying me when I lighted down on the pavement for a quick drink, though I always thought we were too big for house cats to hunt. I thought wrong. Then I saw an accident on Bertona at the 9th Street blind. Some human kids came barreling up from SPU in a black Jeep Renegade, took the corner a little too fast. Charlie was quick, though the Jeep was tall, sitting on oversized tires. He flew straight as the crow flies, up, up, not quite high enough. Impact from the windshield broke his wing. Old Greymantle ordered me to put Charlie out of his misery. Hell of a job I've got. I make sure to make a nice addition to that Jeep's shiny paint job next time I saw it. Now I'm back at that same corner, perched on a roof's edge, looking down at old Greymantle himself. Only he's got a broken neck. Wishing I could find out who did this. Instead, I'm stuck next to a big male who keeps showing me the whites of his eyes, puffing out his chest, strutting like a damn maniac. When you're flock captain, like me, the group always wants you around the other tough birds, though that doesn't mean you'll get along with them. Case in point, McCullough here. The crowd still squawking up a storm. McCullough flaps his wings to startle me, and I stand there with all the stoicism of a character in an Edgar Allan poem. He's more interested in getting a reaction out of me than mourning old Greymantle. Eventually, he settles down, keeps quiet, and eyeballs me, until what remains unsaid between us can just about fill the Snoqualmie Valley. So, you're the captain, eh? I tell him yes. Crappy job. You got me there. Flock captain is a helper position, usually filled by an upstart who challenges the dominant bird of the group and fails. After that, you basically have two choices. Be a disperser and go seek out another group, or serve the group whose leader beat you. I picked the latter. Sometimes the lead bird holds a grudge and sends you on suicide missions. Old Greymantle was always cool about my little coup, though. Even let the human who runs by our territory feed me peanuts every once in a while. My job boils down to this. Make sure the flock is taken care of. They need something, I get it. They don't like something, I get rid of it. The big bird next to me has a bill that's frozen open in a smirk I hate while I spin my story. The only thing worse than that slightly open beak is how he keeps scratching at the ground with one foot like he's a bull ready to charge. When I'm halfway done telling him about my position, he starts bobbing his head like he's heard it all before. He chuckles. Listen up, fledgling. I'm here because here, the winters are better than where I come from. You're here because you blew your chance, man. Weren't quick enough or strong enough. You don't point your bill against the alpha unless you're going to use it. And you don't use it unless you're sure you're going to win. When you take someone out, you don't go for the leg or the wing or something like that. You go for the neck. One good tug usually takes the fight right out of them. Up in Roderick, I didn't think about challenging the alpha. I did it. Nice nest near the top of the tree. Female had the place laid out all nice and warm with feathers and crushed ants for wallpaper. Big boy comes swooping in and catches me. Instead of explaining myself, I go for his neck. I get a good grip, put my foot up against his big chest, and yank as hard as I can. Nice, clean kill. I don't know why that flock gave me the boot. I was the smartest alpha they ever had, even if it was for only one afternoon. What you did? The honorable challenge? That's a big oops, my man. Time to make my move. I dramatically turn my head so he can see my dead gray and white eye. The eye Greymantle killed to teach me a lesson. A lesson I learned well and wear proudly. My blood hits its boiling point and turns to battery acid. My bill is an arrow in flight. I get his neck in a death grip and shoulder slam the ground, yanking him down with me. I dig my claws into his chest and keep my bill clamped on his neck. We tumble around like fighting cats. My claws go deep enough for me to feel the wet, and I dump him on his side, his feet kicking at air. My face stays clamped on the skeleton beneath the skin. He rights himself, flaps his wings, and tries to get away. It doesn't help him. I'm a big bird too, and he can't lift us both. I jump with his neck still caught in my bill and let his body break our fall. There's a loud snap. I worry the disconnected bones beneath the flesh of his neck until I can taste blood. Am I strong and quick enough for you now, McCullough? He was right about not pointing your bill at the alpha until you're ready to use it. I'm flock captain, and I do what I'm told. This makes Swoop Sister the alpha. She sent me on this search and destroy after finding old Greymantle's body. It had to be one of the flock. Greymantle never would have let any other bird get that close. The sun peeks out from some low gray clouds, and I let its rays warm my feathers. It's going to be a nice day now that I shut McCullough's big beak for him. He scolded me, hoping to intimidate me into serving him. He found out the hard way I don't serve him. I serve the flock for life. That includes funerals and executions.